Feel free to adjust the microphone.
Like that?
Sure.
Okay. Ann Vickery, 5255 Pennsylvania Avenue in Boulder. I've been a dancer for over 25 years. I'm on the board of the Village Arts Coalition and a founding board member. I support the Palmer application. And some background as to why you're hearing from so many of us. VAC was founded in 1989 to create a permanent, affordable home for community participatory dance. VAC started a building fund, and our dream was a facility with a large ballroom and two smaller dance studios. In 2000, the city chose VAC to occupy the civic space at 9th and Canyon, and VAC spent over $100,000 in architectural fees and to meet city requirements. Then St. Julian Hotel wanted the site, and the city wanted a conference center on the site, which has never materialized. VAC was out and had to write off over $99,000 of its building fund. I and others have heard that the commission may deny the Palmer requests so the Avalon would be forced to annex into the city. This is likely financially untenable for VAC. The city experience was very painful, and there is now little trust in the city's commitment to a community organization. VAC, with Chuck Palmer, has created a home in Boulder County at the Avalon. VAC volunteers and other dancers built the ballroom with suspended wood floor with 5,000 square feet. It's a key piece of our dream. VAC leases the ballroom to dance groups so that they have an affordable place to dance. The two businesses in the Avalon, and this is the multi-purpose use, help defray expenses. The Avalon is truly the answer to many, many dreams. Where else could I go to the Scottish Ball, or to a dinner and dance put on by a Balkan chorus, or to the annual New Year's Day International Dance? Dancers and musicians from all over Colorado and the U.S., and teachers, musicians, and folk dance performing groups from Europe and South America have come to the Avalon. Boulder County should take pride in this and in the Avalon's developing reputation as a major national and international community dance venue. Now, I know there are technical issues involved with this application, but they can certainly be resolved. The very positive social, cultural, and community benefits play an even greater role. And I ask the county to approve the application and do everything it can to support the Avalon. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Cabrick, and then Sue Thompson.